Good morning. It's 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about some Braveheart events that are coming up, I have Amanda Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
It feels like I just had you in here a couple days ago, but no, just teasing. You have a very important training. Normally we talk about grief counseling, sort of how to support the volunteer, but you have something sort of unique coming to town.
Yeah. So this Thursday and Friday, May 16th and 17th, we have we're sponsoring a 4-acre training, a couple of them actually, focusing on roles and responsibilities of boards and commissions here in Sitka.
And people have heard the name 4-acre. Maybe you can explain who those folks are.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I actually just had the opportunity to go to one of their big leadership conference up in Anchorage. So they are a group out there to support and train and help organizations reach their fullest potential, helping board members, leaders, anyone involved in nonprofit.
In specific, yeah, nonprofit, and it doesn't matter what your nonprofit does. There's
right.
some basic tools that everyone needs to use to be successful.
Absolutely.
And this one is boards and commissions?
Yes, boards and commissions.
Okay. And has your board taken this training prior?
They have, yeah. A few of our board members, including myself, have been involved in this training and some others that 4-Acre has been gracious enough to put on for us.
What was one of the takeaways that maybe surprised you when you took the training?
You know, for me, I'm learning a lot. So I'm taking a lot away at once, but I think it's just the motivation to really stay focused and make sure that the mission that Braveheart is trying to reach is actually staying in the forefront of everything. And I think that's important for everyone to remember, especially it's easier for me when I work with it every day. I think it's a good reminder for everyone else through these trainings, just, you know, to bring to the table exactly what we're doing and then the best way, most efficient way to make that happen.
And you're being very generous. You're opening this up to all the organizations in town to join you in this training.
Yeah, so it is first come, first serve. There's about 20 to 30, depending on seats available, depending on where it's being held. But we're opening the trainings up to any board member, commission member, anyone interested in being part of these this week.
Do you have to be an existing board member? Or maybe I'm thinking about being on like a city commission. Is this something that I could attend?
Yeah, absolutely. And the best one probably if you are new board member or new to commissions or you're just thinking about being involved in those would be May 16th, which is specifically roles and responsibilities of board and commission. It's kind of focused on new people. At 1 p.m. That will be held at the Search Conference Room, and then 5:30 at Centennial Hall. Those are both the same trainings, one held in the afternoon and one in the evening, just to kind of accommodate more people.
Is this free?
It is. It's it is free. It's being offered free. Donations are welcome. It's a normally $65 charge for each individual person, but we would like to offer it free to everybody.
You must have gotten a grant.
We did, yeah. I'd actually like to thank a couple people, a couple grantors for making this possible. The CTG grant and Martha Pearson from CERT, and then the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. That they both made this a huge, huge possibility here for us. So
that's terrific. So since you have taken this board training before, is this sort of the type of thing that people want to get a refresher course? Or if you've taken it once, you probably don't need to go back?
Refresher courses are always nice. And talking with past board members that have been part of this training, they say that they take something new away each time. So I think depending on where you're at in your board experience, commission experience, it kind of reflects back to what you kind of can grab from the training. So definitely, if you've taken it before, come back. We'd be happy to have you again.
Is it good to network with other people who are on boards? Is there like a code of silence of how one organization makes decisions or what their strategic plan is, or is it in your best interest to sort of share best practices and maybe fundraising ideas? Because I know, looking at the community calendar, all these organizations are competing for donation dollars. So I'm wondering, you know, what's the social?
I think that's actually a really smart idea to figure out what's working elsewhere, especially in our unique community. It's a small town. People are recognizing organizations, events are happening all the time for different places. And I think figuring out what works well for Raven Radio is smart to ask the questions. So to see how we can maybe change things in the future for Braveheart or vice versa, you know, seeing how just different, I mean, not even just for fundraising and stuff, but just getting the word out, getting people involved, getting people interested and aware of what's happening in the community. So I definitely think being social with other boards is beneficial.
That's terrific. One of the best pieces of advice I got for serving on a board is if you're not passionate about it, you probably shouldn't be on it.
That's probably correct. Yeah, I would agree with that. If you're not passionate, it's hard to fight for the mission that you're supposed to be representing. So, yeah.
And speaking of boards, the Braveheart board, is it a large board, a small one?
It's kind of in between. We have, oh man, put me on the spot. I have to count really fast.
Oh, it's over. is it an active board that they meet every month or quarterly?
It's about six times a year, I believe. Six to eight, maybe. Maybe it's eight. They are very active otherwise. So, I mean, our meetings are not necessarily the
Robert's Rules of Order.
Right. Right. So all board members are so active. I think we see a board member a week, if not more than that. So coming in, checking in, seeing how things are going, calling. They're very, very, very interested or active. I mean, sorry.
They sound very engaged.
Yes, engaged. Thank you.
Absolutely. So if you can just review when this 4-acre training is on Thursday and Friday and the locations.
Sure. So on the 16th at 1 p.m., the roles and responsibilities of boards and commissions will be at Search Conference Room, which is in the Community Health Building, old BOQ, first floor conference room. It's about a quarter mile from the hospital, a large white building with a totem pole in front, and that's at 1 p.m. And then the same training will be in the evening on the 16th at 5:30 at Centennial Hall. There will be signs posted, so if you do get lost, just follow those. And then on the 17th, the training is high-performing boards and commissions, so definitely encouraged to take both if you're interested, but that will be at 10 a.m. at the Sitka Community Hospital. It's in the main building. The conference room is by the cafeteria in the basement near the cafeteria. And again, there should be some signs or people should be able to direct you where to go.
And you would like people to RSVP?
If they could RSVP, that would be great just to ensure that you have a spot. But it is first come, first serve. So if you're not sure about it or if you just want to wing it, go for it.
And how can they contact you?
They can call 747-4600 for more information.
Terrific. Amanda, thank you for joining me and telling me about this wonderful opportunity of the 4-acre training.
Thank you.